Our text is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 23 to 24. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. I give you all the glory, Jesus. I thank you, God, for preparing my heart to receive your word. God, I also pray for those that are listening to me, Jesus, wherever they are. Lord, may they receive your word also. I thank you, Jesus, because this message is intended for many, Father, who have need to get married and those who have already married. Father, I pray, though, because we all face challenges around the world when it comes to marriage. But I pray, oh God, that this message will be a blessing to someone. And God, as we all listen to your word, will be blessed. Thank you now. Take your glory. Amen. Well, I want to take this time again to thank the Lord so much for preparing my heart to receive his word and reminding me to share the good news to others as well. I'm so grateful. You know, as I was preparing this message, something reminded me. Elena was about to get married, and when they turned the mic over to her, she began to shed tears. While she was crying, it reminds me of her struggles, difficulties she faced. Someone was about to take her responsibility, and so she began to shed tears, wearing out all the pain she went through. Now, it led me to the key. The thing of this message is the key to a successful marriage. We all know that marriages today can be tough. All those struggles. Just a few minutes ago, someone was telling me how to face difficulties in their home. They're doing everything to please his wife, but she's still not appreciating his effort. So they begin to grieve him and slow down his activities. But there are a few things we must consider if we must get married. We must be committed in a forgiving spirit. So that has to do with commitment and forgiveness. Now, why should we be committed? We should be committed because we agree to a lifetime decision. When I make a decision to marry a woman, it's a lifetime decision. I agree, there will be difficulties, there will be challenges, but I need to be committed. I must be someone who had a forgiving spirit. Forgiveness is one of the factors that lead us to a successful marriage. Forgiveness is essential because everyone makes mistakes. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So we need to understand that we all make mistakes. And because we all make mistakes, when someone goes wrong, we must be willing to correct them and forgive them. Amen. In a successful marriage, one must be able to forgive another. So we need to learn to forgive one another. If you choose to forgive one another, you will be able to move forward. So as we forgive other people, we let the past go and focus on the future. Now, I also want us to go to the next point, telling us to be able to show love and respect. I want us to read the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 5, 22 and 23. 22 says, wives, be subject to your own husband as to the Lord. Now, in 25, says, husband, love your wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. So, there are two things in this passage of scriptures. One, respect. Two, love. Now, where there is love, there will always be respect. And where there is respect, you will always see love. And so the Bible is saying, wives, respect your husband. Husband, love your wife. What is important to respect your husband? Because he is the head and the authority. He serves as the head. So respect should be given to him. Does that mean that the man should not respect his wife? No. A man must respect his wife as well. Now, the Bible also says, wife, love your husband. Where there is love, it covers every wrong. Love does not keep the records of wrong. When there is love, there will always be peace. When we love people, when they are in the wrong, we learn to correct them, but correct them in love. And so as Christians, it is our duty to love our wives, and as wives should love their husbands. And this, if we do, the world will identify us with Christ, because this is the will of God for our lives. So we need to love and respect one another. Another point, have a spiritual foundation. Have a spiritual foundation. Matthew chapter 19, verse 6. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate. Now, once you get married, you have become one in the spirit. And so whatever God has joined, we should not separate it. We need to share a common faith and value to strengthen our marriage. Pray together. Play together, study the scripture, support each other spiritually. Now, one thing I want to let you know here is that marriage is a journey. It's not a destination. You are not arrived. It's a journey, and every journey has challenges. Every journey has challenges. And so as we come across the challenges, we must be able to seek wisdom from the Lord. Now, most marriages are struggling today and breaking apart because many people find solution in the world. But I want to let you know that God who saw the need that it was not good for a man to be alone, He still has the means to strengthen our marriages. Even when everything is falling apart, we still need to go back to Jesus. We still need to go back to the Lord, who knows in his own wisdom, saw that it was not wise for a man to be alone. But He understood that there would be challenges. And when the challenge comes, we go back to Him who have joined us together as one family. And God, in His wisdom, will be able to give us wisdom to deal with our problems. I want to say to you today, as you moved through the journey of life in your marriages, understand that marriage has two phases. They have the honeymoon stage when everyone is saying, oh, sweetheart, baby, this, that, when everything is fine. And in the most difficult time, you would experience the crisis period. That's the challenges in the marriage. When the difficult time comes, when everything is falling apart, and those sweet names have changed to the ugly names, where someone will be saying that foolish woman, that foolish man, and the worst they will be saying, nothing good comes out again. Those are times that you should remember. It becomes a crisis time in your marriage. And this time, you don't have to sit there, but you have to remind God that the marriage was meant for life. The marriage was meant for joy. The marriage was meant to play together. The marriage was meant to pray together. The marriage was meant to study your word together. The marriage was meant to support each other together. But this time, it has become a bitter marriage. In that time, it is time to seek wisdom from the Lord. It is time to ask God to help you so that your marriage will become successful. Today, I want to say to you, be committed and learn to forgive one another in your marriage. Show love and respect in your marriage. Have a spiritual foundation in your marriage. And if you do, I'm quite sure that God is merciful, God is faithful, He's a loving God. He saw in His own wisdom that it was not good for a man to live alone. And so He chose to create a woman to be a helper. If you see that your helper is going astray, get on your knee and pray. Someone that you dearly loved and you have chosen as a lifetime partner, when things are going wrong, join them to pray. Ask God to help you. If you will listen to the word of God today and learn the principles of a successful marriage, I can assure you, the struggles will be there, the challenges will be there, but at the end of the day, your marriage will be successful. May the Lord bless His word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.